From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Gulf Arab states agree Iran nuclear deal boosts regional security. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry announced Monday in Doha, Qatar, that the foreign ministers of the Gulf Cooperation Council agreed Iran's nuclear deal, known as the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action, or JCPOA, will contribute to their region's security once fully implemented.
Once fully implemented, the JCPOA contributes to the region's long-term security, including by preventing Iran from developing or acquiring a military nuclear capability.
Mr. Kerry said they also agreed on the need to expand regional security through cooperation on issues including intelligence sharing, special forces training, and maritime security. Some GCC members have questioned whether the lifting of sanctions will empower Tehran to destabilize the region. President Obama is planning to make a major speech Wednesday on the Iran nuclear agreement as a congressional vote on the matter nears. One Republican lawmaker says there are enough votes in the House of Representatives to defeat the agreement, forcing President Obama to veto it. Congress is in the midst of a 60-day review of the pact. A veto could only be overridden by a two-thirds majority in both houses of Congress. In Mali, another ambush. Suspected Islamist militants killed 11 soldiers in an attack on an army base near the northern desert city Timbuktu Monday. The pre-dawn attack followed another ambush of an army convoy in central Mali over the weekend that killed two soldiers. The Mauritanian news agency says Al-Qaeda in the Islamic Maghreb, or AQIM, has claimed responsibility. Jihadists took control of northern Mali following a 2012 coup. They were scattered by a French intervention in 2013. In June, the government signed a peace agreement with an alliance of Tuareg separatists. This is VOA News. The U.S. Defense Department says the military launched its first armed drone missions out of Turkey's Incirlik Air Base over the weekend. The U.S. also launched attacks against non-Islamic State forces who attacked U.S.-trained Syrian rebels fighting the IS group. A Pentagon spokesman said the attackers, quote, look an awful lot like Nusra, a reference to the al-Qaeda affiliate in Syria known as the al-Nusra Front. White House spokesman Josh Earnest Monday warned the Syrian government not to impede the actions of the U.S.-trained rebels.
We are principally referring to any temptation that the Assad regime may have to interfere in the air campaign against ISIL inside of Syria. What I'm suggesting is that that same admonition that the Assad regime should not interfere in our counter-ISIL activities also applies to the opposition fighters that we have trained and equipped to fight ISIL. So far, the Assad regime has followed that admonition from the United States, and we encourage them to continue to do so.
The deepening U.S. role in Syria has been criticized by Russia's foreign minister, who called for an end to foreign intervention in the conflict. President Obama met with members of the Young African Leaders Initiative at the White House Monday and followed his historic visits last week to Kenya and Ethiopia.
It's one of the fastest growing regions in the world. Africa's middle class is projected to grow to more than 1 billion consumers, with hundreds of millions of mobile phones and surging access to the internet. Africans are beginning to leapfrog old technologies into new prosperity. The continent has achieved historic gains in health, from fighting HIV/AIDS to making childbirth safer for women and babies. Millions have been lifted from extreme poverty. So this is extraordinary progress. And young people, like you, are driving so much of this progress.
Mr. Obama fielded questions from among the 500 participants, one having to do with the ritual killing of Africans with albinism. Mr. Obama denounced the practice as crazy and, like genital mutilation, one he has no patience for. The director of the U.S. Centers for Disease Control, Dr. Thomas Friedman, Monday said Sierra Leone is stronger today than it was 6 months ago in the fight against Ebola, but the challenge remains to get to zero cases. He spoke in Freetown as two new cases of the deadly virus surfaced in the northern Tongkolili district, where a man died of Ebola last week. In Ethiopia, a court Monday sentenced nearly 20 Muslim activists to jail terms ranging from 7 to 22 years on terrorism-related charges, including the attempt to establish a religious government in the mostly Christian nation. Authorities in Myanmar say nearly 50 people are now dead after several days of flash flooding and landslides. An estimated 200,000 residents in northern and western Myanmar have been affected by the disaster. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.